The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman & Manna and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined with Doug Weideman. He's the Senior Vice President for Daikin Comfort Technologies. Doug, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ben. I'm happy to be here.
So, wondering, how in the world did you get your start in the HVAC industry?
Well, first, it was 38 years ago, okay? I was living in Massachusetts, and in college, I thought I was going to be an economist, right? Until I started looking for what kinds of jobs economists kind of went towards, right? And I didn't see myself sitting down in front of a computer all day long. So I was down in my dad's office. I started going through the Boston Globe. That's how you look for a job back in those days, right? Not online, so on and so forth. And I see this company in Tyler, Texas. And I've always been a Cowboys fan, and I've never been to Texas, so that really sparked my eye. So I sent my resume in, and I got to fly to Dallas and have a group interview with a lot of folks from the train company. And next thing you know it, I'm packing up my car and driving from Topsfield, Massachusetts to Tyler, Texas for a 6-month STEP program. And then after that, again, lots of opportunities, right? Mm-hmm. Got to go to Arizona, of all places, to sell air conditioning. That's where they sent me. So I learned to play golf there as well.
So, and I think I was talking to you just last week, and you told me that you never had a bad weekend the whole entire time that you were in Arizona.
I never had the weather spoil a weekend. Mm-hmm. That's for darn sure. It was perfect.
And so, I mean, your career, you've spanned, you've been with several different manufacturers, and you've just continued to grow and flourish in your career, but you landed here at Daikin. And what was it about Daikin that really, caught your eye and said, this is the company that I really want to grow with and I want to spend my time with?
Well, first of all, I had to do a lot of research about Daikin. Mm-hmm. Again, up until that point, Daikin was, not a strong presence in North America. I think they had just, by that time, had just acquired McQuay, so on and so forth, and starting on their growth trajectory here. But I never really knew much about them. So I did a lot of research. And the thing that really sparked my interest was when they started talking about growth objectives, right? Very significant growth objectives and how they approach those growth objectives in terms of mindset and so on and so forth. Because the reality is, and I think it's a fact, right, is that if you want to grow at 4% and then on the other hand you want to grow at 15% year over year, your mindset changes. The things that you need to accomplish are completely different. One is basically, because the industry goes at 4% over its lifetime, right? That's basically level setting yourself. But to, multiply that by four truly is a challenge. Truly wasn't, to think about it was invigorating. So that was my, I guess, seminal moment, right, relative to why Daikin, okay, how they perceive this industry and what they thought they could accomplish here.
So you made the decision, you came over to Daikin, and now you have this mindset of growth. But as you stayed with the company longer and longer, you tell this story about your son kind of commenting, "Hey, Dad, why does your posture change?"
Yeah, so we had just moved to Houston, and this was probably 2014, something along those lines. And again, my son was, in high school and all that. And we're at the mall and just walking around like father and son do, right? And he sees a buddy of his and, he's with his dad. And so my son introduces me to his buddy and then to his dad. And then after we get back to the car, he goes, "Dad, how come every time you talk about Daikin, your chest sticks out, right? And I said, well, you know, it really never dawned on me. There's things that you do that you don't realize you're doing. I said, probably because, you know, like you, I'm proud and I want them to be successful, right? And probably the same way I feel about you, Blake. Right. And I probably stick my chest out every time I talk about you as well.
Right.
But it's just something that, you know, I have a true affinity for this company and I want it to be successful. And it is going to be number one here in North America in very short order.
So you talk about being number one in North America and these extreme growth objectives compared to the rest of the HVAC industry. One of Daikin's big stated goals is to inverterize North America. And we look at the rest of the world. I mean, Japan back in 2012, they were 100% inverter. We look at Oceania, you know, they were 100% inverter in 2018. And we look at the rest of the world, Europe at 84%, I think, and even India and all the rest of Asia Minor has done tremendously well. We look at North America, I think the last number I saw was somewhere around 16%. How and why does Daikin want to inverterize North America?
Well, start with the why, okay? Mm. So, you know, Daikin's a responsible company. They believe in being good stewards of the environment as well as helping to improve the human condition. And so from that mindset, and again, I want to stress the fact that that's not something that is, you know, a recent motivation on the part of Daikin. The chairman writes about it in his first book back in as early as 2006, right? And his leadership has demonstrated this responsibility and purpose behind our business. So with a purpose of wanting to decarbonize, protect the environment, so on and so forth, you know, Daikin's technology is ideal for that purpose. And as you think about, you know, what we've just experienced, you know, we had the DOE 23 efficiency regulations. We are on the eve of our first refrigerant phase down, right, as described in the AIM Act and so on and so forth. And you think about what's going to happen in the future. The regulations aren't going to stop, right? And, you know, so from our perspective, we think it's inevitable that in order for us to be able to accomplish our climate goals, in order for us to also make products available that allow us to improve people's lives, right, the industry has to move to inverter because, again, inverter systems are tremendously efficient. And when you think about Daikin inverter and the fact that, you know, we're moving to R32 and so on and so forth, they're also very compact. Mm. So you have the advantages of not only providing efficiency, but from a compactness, so it helps us manage and control costs to ensure the affordability of our products going forward. And because of inverter technology, heat pump inverter technology in particular, we're able to put less refrigerant in these systems, which is a very significant capability when you think about all the things that are coming down the path. So by, you know, the end of this decade, okay, we believe anyway that it is inevitable. That the industry, in order for it to, again, continue to satisfy the demands of this marketplace and what we need to do from a decarbonization and electrification perspective, it has to move to inverter.
So, I mean, that's another big goal. And so that's the why. How does Daikin plan on helping to lead the way in inverterizing North America?
Well, first of all, understand that, you know, Daikin always tries to compete differently, right? This is a very old, conservative marketplace here in North America. And so Daikin's path to growth has been to focus on its core competencies in the marketplace. And we think we're best in class in terms of inverter, heat pump, and refrigerant management. And soon, you know, IoT, given the fact that we acquired a controls company, Venstar, last year. And so how we approach the marketplace and how we kind of share our technology story, and how do we localize that technology and products today to help satisfy the demands for in the housing market, commercial market, relative to our VRV capabilities, et cetera, as well. And so we introduced and Fit here in North America. It's been a tremendous success, again, because it is you know, small from a footprint perspective. It's extremely quiet. It's extremely efficient. It does a wonderful job in terms of managing, you know, your indoor climate in terms of humidity and temperature control. I've got Fit in my house, and I can tell you on a day like today when you've got, you know, elevated humidities and such, my house is holding an RH of between 40 and 45, right? And when we put Fit in our house, I knew, right, the day I came in and they had started the systems up, something was different, right? You could actually feel the difference when you walked into the house. So we'll continue to promote Fit. We'll continue to expand the application of Fit. And we'll also, you know, ductless is also a huge component of, you know, inverter heat pump and contributing to the decarbonization electrification efforts. And it's no longer a niche product, right? It is fairly mainstream. Over 1.3 million ductless mini splits were shipped in on a rolling 12 basis, as an example. So that's a significant. And so our focus on expanding our ductless is also going to help contribute to that inverterization of North America. And with the advent of R32 as well in ductless, it gives us tremendous flexibility from a performance perspective. And we see enhanced heating performance, enhanced cooling performance, enhanced efficiencies. And there's a significant amount of incentives and things out there in the marketplace, which we'll be able to take advantage of, which again are tailwinds to, you know, what we're trying to do. So residentially, it's going to be around the expansion of products like Dyke and Fit, as well as, you know, our ductless mini split RAQA product offerings.
Well, thank you so much, Doug, for coming here and joining us today. Is there any last words that you have for our audience, or any things, the words of wisdom that you want to share for everybody out there?
Words of wisdom. So that was something I didn't necessarily expect you to ask, but one, I just want to, if they're listening, right, I truly appreciate, you know, the partnership that we have with our customers. I think that there is something very different in terms of the relationships we have with our channel as well as our contracting community. And I think that we're probably as close and aligned group as any in the industry. I appreciate their support of what we're trying to accomplish here in North America. In terms of, you know, words of wisdom, you know, I don't really have an answer. But, you know, I think, you know, having purpose behind, you know, what you do, regardless of, you know, if you're one of our distributors or if you're a contractor or if, you know, you're, my daughter's a nurse, right? She has a purpose, right? And that drives and motivates her, and I think it's a very important thing to find in terms of what you do every day. Daikin has a purpose, right? We want to, again, good stewards of the environment, improve the human condition, as well as, you know, electrify and decarbonize this world. So find a purpose, right? It is thrilling when you know that you're doing something for a reason.
Thank you so much, Doug, for joining us.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate you being here.
Appreciate it.